This is TWiT.
More of your calls. Naomi on the line from Denver, Colorado, the Mile High City. Hello, Naomi.
Oh, help me, Uncle Hugh. You're my only hope.
Oh, no. What's the matter, Naomi?
Well, I got a Ring doorbell and security camera right when you first advertised
them. Way back when.
2017.
Before Amazon bought them. There's a long history, by the way, of companies buying ads on our shows and then getting bought by Amazon. I'm not saying that if you buy an ad on my show, you're going to get bought by Amazon, but it wouldn't hurt. So what happened? So you got the Ring doorbell.
Well, I have the Ring doorbell, and it starts almost every week. Oh, it's too cold. You have to
Put me
in it. It's Denver. The coldest it's been in the last month has been 40 in the morning, you know?
It thinks it's too cold.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Is it exposed? Is it out, like, is dew hitting it?
No.
No. Huh? No, it's in on your kind of front porch, right? It's a little bit protected
right
in there.
My door, yeah. It's hardwired, too. That's what's so upsetting about it, you know?
Yeah, because the battery-powered ones are a little more sensitive to cold because batteries don't like cold. And so I could see how they'd say, in fact, Ring's got a whole page. Chatroom just gave it to me. Cold weather and battery-powered Ring doorbells. Maybe your Ring doesn't know that it's powered. It's not, it's connected. This is what they say. They say if it gets below 36 degrees, the battery may not hold a charge as effectively. If it's freezing, 32 degrees, it may not charge at all. Oh, here's the thing. There is a battery in yours, and even in the hardwired ones, and it does say even hardwired configurations may not charge the battery. But that's not a problem because you're not really using the battery. That's just so your doorbell will ring if the power goes out, I guess.
Well, that's what I thought, you know, and I thought it would continually recharge. Like
it does.
You know,
yeah.
Have your phone plugged in, whatever. Anyway, so then the base plate has cracked, too, because of the
God.
Sun. It's easy. So I called Ring.
By the way, they're not a sponsor anymore, so say anything you want.
Okay. And they said, oh, well, it's out of warranty. Well, I said, I've been a customer since 2017. Does that account for anything?
How frustrating. Yeah.
And
that's because you bought it from the original company, and now you're talking to Amazon, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, it's every week I have to plug the battery in, so it, you know what. NiCads or whatever they...
Yeah, yeah, they're cheap batteries. They're not good batteries. Dr. Mom's telling me in the chat room, actually, that even with a wired one, the battery is powering the doorbell. It's just that the wire goes to the battery to charge it. I did not know that.
Well, anyway, I am more than upset with them, and I was wanting to know...
Micah, by the way, says he'd be glad to knit you a sweater for your doorbell. Mike is quite the accomplished knitter, I believe. You're very good with textiles, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Knitting and crochet.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We need to get a little
crocheted
scarf for your Ring doorbell.
Oh. Yeah, crochet me a little dog with a red nose.
He's so cute.
That would be really adorable.
So cute.
Different seasonal options.
So what would you like to do? Would you like to replace it?
Yeah, I know you've been talking about Nest.
I use a Nest. I actually replaced my Ring with a Nest, more because I wanted to review the Nest than that I didn't like the Ring. We were happy with the Ring. But the Nest is nice because it integrates with all the other Google stuff. So if you have Google Home Hubs and stuff like that.
I'm totally Google.
Oh, then get a Nest Hello doorbell. I never had problems with the Ring, so I can't say that, you know, the Nest is better in Denver. I don't know. But I've been very happy with it. If you want to spend less money, Wyze, which is a really, I think, an interesting company. They're up in Seattle. They make smart stuff, and their specialty is the same stuff for less. So I'd never used it. Can't say if it's great or not, but they also make a Wyze doorbell. Let me just see what the price is.
Yeah, I know. Ant talks about Wyze.
Yeah, he loves Wyze. $50. $50. But I bet you that one is all battery. I bet you that, because Wyze, one of the things Wise does is they make this stuff kind of like so you don't have to have any, like I have a wire. And actually, because I have a wired doorbell like you, I kind of like the wired. I've been very happy with the Hello doorbell. There are some... the Nest. There are some things to know about. For instance, it has face recognition. So my Google Home Hub, when somebody rings a doorbell, says, somebody's at the front door, which is good. I'm not going to miss it, but it's kind of weird. It also says somebody just picked up a package. And if it knows the face, in theory, although it's never done this, it would say, Lisa just picked up the package, or a stranger just picked up the package. So it's got AI in it, which is interesting. The reason I mention it is some people are concerned. In fact, when you first set it up, it even says, if this isn't allowed in your state, don't turn it on. I think it is allowed in Colorado, but I know Chicago has some very strict, and Maine have strict laws about that kind of thing. So maybe some states where you can't use the face recognition. I've also noticed it's not super accurate, or it, actually in my case, even though I've gone through every picture, because it says, we don't know who this was. Who was it? So, well, that was Michael. Who was that? That was Michael's friend. That was Joey. Who's that? So I tell them everybody, and it still doesn't say Joey's at the front door. I wish it would. I want it to say that. I think it's supposed to say that.
Also, I've been upset with the subscription stuff. You know, it's just after. Does Nest have to have subscription, or can you?
Yes. That's one advantage Wise has. Not only is it $60, but you don't have to subscribe to anything.
Now, does it work with chips or with NAS or with a dedicated drive or what?
You know what? Micah hosts our Smart Tech Today as a show. Who's an expert on all this stuff, are you?
Yes. I was going to say, listen to you talking about using drives and everything to back up your
it's pretty impressive.
Doorbell. Yeah, I'm impressed. Wise, I think it's even worth the experiment. There are multiple options with the Wise cameras. You get free cloud storage with no subscription with it.
That's nice.
But many of the devices, I'm trying to see if the new doorbell has it. They almost all the devices have an option for SD card. I think that the doorbell might be one of the only ones, but I did have another thought for you.
You put a little micro SD card in there, other cameras, and it records locally. Mm-hmm. So you don't even need to use the cloud, which is really nice.
Exactly. And I wonder if it's the wind chill that could be causing the issue a lot. If you, and I know this kind of sounds silly, but putting a little sort of blocker around the outside of it.
Well, that's why I was asking if it's sheltered. Is it out in the cold wind?
No. You know, it's Colorado. It faces east, which in the morning it's just almost blurred out because the sun sometimes.
Yeah,
you know,
it might be. The extremes are what's, and it's concerned about the battery. I can't tell you that Nest or Wise will be better. I don't know. The nice thing about the Wise is $60, so it's fairly cheap to try it. They do have a $1.99 subscription. They call Cam Plus, which gives you real-time alerts. This is something you get with your Ring and with the Hello that you have to pay for with the Wise, so that when it sees people or packages, it will text your phone.
Yeah, without it, you'll just get motion detection.
Oh, the Wise says it's IP65 weather-resistant, built to endure the elements. Protects the snowbell from rain, snow, and sun. So at least they're mentioning that.
In Colorado, it gets snowy. Like in March, we had 4 feet of snow. Yum.
Holy cow. Well, I can't promise it's Denver proof, Naomi, but at least it's inexpensive. And we've had good results with Wise stuff. As inexpensive as they are, they're not cheap. They really make some good stuff. I think they realized that there was a big markup in all this stuff. And they said, you know what? We can do better. We can sell this for, a little bit more than it costs us instead of a lot more than it costs us.
Another problem with Ring is I have, you know, the Google Net router, everything, you know, through the house because they have a big house plus it's concrete and da da da. Anyway, if you have to specifically push it to one specific router, it can't do the rotating like if I'm walking through the house with the phone, you know, with my cell phone and playing games or whatever. It can go from one router to another router to another router.
Wait a minute. You're not carrying the doorbell around, obviously. So the doorbell's always on one router.
What I'm saying is,
you have to be on the same router as the doorbell?
Yep.
There's something wrong with your Wi-Fi configuration. That shouldn't matter at all.
Well, no, it's the Ring told me that because I was having problems with the, you know, the latency, and they said, oh, well, it's because you have the, you have to go right to the specific router. It can't jump from router to router if it wanted to.
That sounds made up. I think, I may be wrong, but I think the Ring phones home and then the home phones you. That it doesn't go direct, it's not peer-to-peer, in other words. It calls the home office and says, hey, the doorbell's ringing, and then the home office pings you over the internet. So it shouldn't matter.
I have two of the extenders, you know, because the house is
Well, extenders could cause issues, but not for the reason they described.
You have to connect the Ring to one of the specific extenders, which has to be specifically connected to one of your Google routers. Nice, huh?
Well, that's bizarre.
Kind of techie or...
Google. Yeah.
I could imagine someone that's not quite as techie trying
to... Why doesn't this work? Well, we get... You know, I hear calls all the time, especially about Ring, about latency. And a doorbell that doesn't notify you that it's... that somebody's there for 30 or 40 seconds, you're going to get there and they're going to be long gone.
Well, yeah, my UPS person goes in there, rings the doorbell, and they're down and gone.
I'm going to have to look into this. That sounds very unusual. Normally, the way a device like this would work is it would ping their servers and then their servers would ping your phone. Because it has to work when you're not home, right?
That's what I would think, but it, you know.
Does it work when you're not home?
It does. I can, see it, but about a minute later.
Well, I know it's slow. I don't, maybe they built in some sort of magical property. I don't know how that would work. That does an ad hoc network, peer-to-peer, some sort of weird setup just
they
for
had
that.
An update that now recognizes humans walking.
Yeah, yeah, that's that. Everybody's doing that now. Yeah. I'm going to have to look into this. You have a mesh network because you're using Google's Wi-Fi, right?
Correct.
And they're not really extenders. They're additional Google Wi-Fi hubs, units, right? Spread around the
house. And then it goes. So then it would go to the extender, then go to the mesh router, then go to my phone. Am I correct in that?
No. No, unless they have something weird going on. Because remember, you have to be able to leave the house and still hear the doorbell ring, which means that the normal way for any of these devices to work, most IoT devices work like this, they connect to a server, not you, and then the server pings your network or your phone. And so that is a little latent. So they may have some sort of special facility that I don't know about. The only thing I'm aware of, which is very common with IoT devices we talk about all the time, is the Ring needs a 2.4 gigahertz connection and will be baffled by the 5 gigahertz band. Sometimes the way that Google works is they both have the same name. So there are workarounds, including taking your Ring doorbell for a walk because the 5G doesn't travel as far as the 2G. Never mind. Forget I said it. I don't know. I don't know what Ring's doing. I'm going to look it up and see if I can find out. That's bizarre, Naomi. That's not normal. IoT devices almost always connect not to you directly through your Wi-Fi router, but to a server, which then pings you through your Wi-Fi. So it shouldn't matter where you are.
What about the Nest? Is it pretty good about backing up and whatever?
Yeah, I mean, all of these have some latency. But I think Google's got a little bit is a little bit better on this. I've been very happy with the Hello doorbell. Somebody comes, presses the doorbell. Of course, I hear the chime because it's wired, so I hear that right away. And then I will hear my Nest device, my hub, will say, "Someone's at the front door," and immediately show a picture. And that's about 3 seconds later.
Yeah, I have dogs, and then if that doorbell goes, man,
you don't even need this because you got doggies. The Doge is saying, "Someone's at the front door. Hey, come on, let's go. Come on."
Okay.
Yeah, Google's official suggestion is to walk away from the router. Thank you, Google. Micah Sargent is looking up the. You have the Google support document, and that's what they say to do.
Yeah, that's so frustrating. Because Eero, for example, lets you go in and say, just do 2.4 gigahertz.
Used to be you'd have to call Eero, and the Eero support tech would say, okay, I'm going to turn off the 5 gigahertz radio now, pair it. Once you've paired it, it stays paired to the 2.4 gigahertz. Now they've added a switch, thank goodness, in the software. Google says, we don't have a way to do that because 2.4G travels farther than 5G. You have to get far enough away so you don't see the 5G and you get the 2.4. That's crazy talk, especially with a doorbell. I think I personally, just between you, me, and the millions of people listening, I like the Home best. I've been very happy with that. I haven't tried the Wise yet, but we've had some good... I call it the Home. It's the Nest, yeah. They call it the Nest Home doorbell, yeah.
I use a lot of Wise's cameras.
Wise's, yeah, we
outdoor,
have Wise
indoor,
cameras. Yeah.
They work fantastic.
We just haven't tried the doorbell.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was looking at the Wise ones for the corner of the house where we have critters coming in all the time between those trash pandas and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest, and it's expensive because you have to buy a Nest subscription, although at least Google now has rolled those all up into a single subscription. But you still have to pay whatever it is, $5 a month for this, $7 a month. But I have Nest cameras everywhere around the house. And I like them because they're plugged in and they're always recording. I can go back and I've done this, you know, Lisa will go and check the cats. And if we're traveling, we can go online and look at recordings from earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Nest, since you have a lot of Google stuff, Naomi, I think go all Nest is not a bad way to go. It's more expensive. That's the drawback.
Well, Micah, on your Waze camera, what do you have for your doorbell?
So I don't use a Waze camera for my doorbell. Yeah, I've got the Ring peephole camera is what I use. But
that's a good idea.
It's not cool. Exactly. So I could just unscrew the peephole, put that in. They don't actually sell that anymore. They stopped.
Yeah, I remember.
But it's not cold enough here to where that's an issue because it is battery powered. And I do regularly have to switch in a new battery for it. I recommend wired as much as possible as well because the ability to tag motion and to detect motion, all those kinds of tools are a lot better on something that's receiving power at all times versus the other ones where it's sort of having to wake up and then go back to sleep.
The Wise, you know, the Wise, they save money by because they're battery, they can't always be on, but they also save money because they don't have to record to the internet all the time.
Yep.
So, now, with the Wise, do you pick up the chip every day or
it's just there. It'll overwrite it as it fills up. So it's just there. So if you ever need a recording, you can just go to the chip and take it out.
And I found it takes a long time for it to fill up. They also have a base station that you can put another chip in and record there as well.